Could you turn in the Bible to the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 1, and to verse 21? Matthew 1 and verse 21. I'm going to read it to you, and then I want us to learn some of the verse. When you're young, it's much easier to learn. Most of us probably have learned this, but if we've not, we'll learn it too. Now, Matthew 1, verse 21 says, "She," that's Mary, "shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Now, I wonder if you can try and remember those words. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. A little later on, I'm going to try and explain a little bit about what that means to you. But let's see if we can learn it. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Shall I see if I can do it? Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Anyone else want to have a go? Let's do it together again. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Once more. Then perhaps you won't forget it at all. Though if I think, I might ask you towards the end of the service. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Well done. That's very good. We just have a prayer together now and talk to the Lord and close our eyes. Dear Lord, we ask that you will help us to remember that verse. Pray that we may always remember it. When we're 15, when we're 20, when we're 30, when we're 60, when we're 80, never forget it. And remember too about the Lord Jesus who saves from sins. We pray that you will help us to use our memories, to use them to remember nice things, and to use them especially to learn things from the Bible that will always help us. We ask now, Lord, that perhaps later in the service we'll be able to remember it, and even tonight when we get home, to be able to say those words together and say them perhaps to those at home. We ask these things for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now, Ken is our church secretary, and he's going to give the announcement. You'll hear him say these things.
Tuesday at 7:30.
Dear Lord, we thank thee for all we have. We wouldn't take it for granted or expect more when it's not good for us. Wilt thou bless this money? Bless us in thy service. We ask that you will bless the children we sang. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care. Keep all the children here and all the children of Monday Club. Bless baby Ethan outside. And we ask, Lord, that all our children and grandchildren, that thou wilt look after them and help them. For thy dear name's sake. Amen. Amen. Now, on the last, which isn't the last page, number 18. Hark, the herald angels sing glory to the newborn king. This is a hymn about the story that we read of all the angels coming to the shepherds. Hark, the herald angels sing. It's nice, isn't it, Molly, to have a baby on the way? And when they come, of course, it's a different matter. Well, it's very nice, but they cry and things, don't they? But there was a very special baby on the way in our story. It was the baby who was going to be called Jesus. An angel had come to Mary, who was going to be the mother, and come to her and said, "Hail," that's hello, a really nice hello, not hi, you know, hello, you're a very special lady. God has favoured you. And Mary couldn't believe what she was hearing. Mary thought, this can't be me. And she said, "You don't mean me, do you?" She didn't use those words, but she didn't really think it was her. And the angel said, "Oh yes, God has sent or will send his Holy Spirit, and you will have a baby. And he's going to be very special. He's going to be the one person, the only person, who could save people and help them when they've done wrong. And you're going to be his mum. You're going to look after him when he's small, till he grows up. And in the meantime, soon it will be that you'll be able to go and see your cousin, who lived up in the hills, in the hill country, and you can stay with her for a little while. And then afterwards, soon, Jesus will be born. But you must call his name Jesus." And that's why when we came to our reading, that we read about Mary making a long journey. Now, the Bible doesn't say anything about donkeys. You know the story, little donkey, don't you? Yeah. The Bible doesn't actually mention a donkey. But because Mary came with Joseph all the way from a place called Nazareth, which was probably 60 or 70 very hilly miles, we sort of think she probably didn't walk. She might have, but the Bible doesn't mention a donkey. But the Bible says that the great emperor of the time, whose name was Caesar, well, that name Caesar meant king, but King Augustus, Caesar Augustus, he wanted more money. He thought a good way of getting money would be to tax everybody, that is, make everybody pay something to him to run the country, to run the whole world, to run Rome, to run all the other countries. But he thought, I can't do that if I don't really know how many people there are. So he decided that all the world was going to be counted, and then all the world would pay him taxes. And he fixed a day, and he fixed a time. And he got it all organised. Everybody had to go, not to the city that they were born, but really where they came from. Now, it may be that some of us here, we live here now, but our parents or our grandparents were all brought up in Manchester, in the northeast, in Ireland, somewhere like that. But for the purposes of counting everybody, everybody had to go back to where they came from originally. And so it was that Joseph and Mary travelled from Nazareth to Bethlehem. Now, God had given the people who wrote the earlier bit of the Bible some information before it happened. He said that one day, when the Saviour is born, he's going to be born in Bethlehem. And he got that written down. God made that to be written down in the Bible hundreds of years before it happened, because he knew it would happen. But he wanted others to be ready for it when it did happen. So they all went to Bethlehem. But there were crowds there, more crowds than you get at a football match, more crowds than you get at an agricultural show, crowds and crowds of people. And Joseph and Mary hadn't written a letter beforehand to say, please could we stay with you, or please could we stay with somebody else. When they got there, nobody had any room anywhere. And of course it was obvious that Mary was soon going to have her baby. We don't know much about the details. I imagine probably that Joseph walked round with Mary and they knocked on all sorts of doors. And they tried some of the places where lots of people stayed, in inns and places like that. And eventually they were able to keep dry or warm, don't know if it was rainy or not, because they were able not to go inside the inn, but to sleep outside where the oxen were. where their hay was kept, where they would eat the hay and pull the hay down into their mouths from. When the baby was born, they placed him there in the manger. Ever seen a place where all the cows keep their hay out of from these little things? And that's where they put Jesus when he was born. And they wrapped him up in special clothing that they had in those days. And Mary was fine. She didn't need a hospital. Joseph was fine, very excited. And Jesus was fine. Not very far away, up on the hills that surrounded Bethlehem, there were shepherds. And these shepherds stayed up all night. Perhaps it was a nice night. I mean, we think of it as being winter, but I don't think it was cold. But they were there all night. And I expect some of the shepherds were 60, some of the shepherds were 40, some of them 30, and I expect some of them were boys as well. They were there looking after all their sheep. I expect they had a fire. We're not told that they had a fire. Perhaps to keep away the wolves and even other animals that might threaten. So they were looking after their sheep. And it was a night like any other night. They were sitting, perhaps telling one another stories, perhaps talking together, enjoying the night. I suppose it's nice to be out at night when it's light in the summer. And they were just enjoying, and they could see the lights of Bethlehem down below. And suddenly, an angel came. And this angel was full of bright light. They could hardly see for the great light of this wonderful angel. And the shepherds, they were absolutely amazed, and they were scared, and they were frightened, and they didn't know at all what they should think. They were very afraid. But the angel was nice to them. And the angel says, "Don't be afraid. Do you know, I'm bringing you good news. Down there in Bethlehem, there's a little baby being born. And that little baby is going to save many people and take them to heaven. Unto you is born today, down there in Bethlehem, a Saviour, Jesus Christ the Lord." And do you know, you're going to find him. You're going to be the ones who are going to have the pleasure of finding him. You can see him. You'll be the first to see him before anybody else wakes up in the morning. And I'll tell you how you'll find him. You'll find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, but you'll find him in a very unusual place, in a manger. What the angel didn't say was which manger, what inn. So they had to do a little searching, but they did find. And while the angel was saying that, there were thousands and thousands and thousands of other angels coming out of the sky and making it so light and so bright. And they were singing. And they were singing about how happy God the Father was in heaven that his son had been born on earth. And they sang the words, "Glory to God in the highest heaven. God is so happy that this son has been born. And it's good for people too." They were singing that there would be peace from God and goodwill and happiness from God to all sorts of people all over the world, all the time. And when they'd sung, and I don't know how long it lasted, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 20 minutes, we don't know. But suddenly, as fast as they'd come, the choir of angels disappeared, and the first angels who'd come went with them. All of a sudden, it was quiet again. It was almost like it was before. With sheep going, bah, another one going, bah, over there. And it was quiet except for that. And the shepherds looked at one another and said, that was amazing. But they did say that we must go and find him. Hadn't we better move? We're sitting here. Do you know what I think they might have done? I reckon the older shepherds said to the young boys who were there, you look after the sheep. We're going down to find the baby Jesus. I don't know if that's happened. Somebody must have stayed with the sheep. But we read that the shepherds made their way down. They made their way down into Bethlehem. And in the middle of the night, probably the only people walking about, they were going to be up all night up in the mountains, but walking around the streets, they were probably the only people. And they knew they wouldn't find a manger in anybody's house, or even inside the inn, so they didn't have to knock anybody up or disturb them. So I imagine they walked up the streets and they peeped in all the little outbuildings that there were. And then, as they peeped round one, could see a lady, and they could see a man, and they thought they could see a baby. This was the place. Lovely. In they went quietly. Joseph looked up, Mary looked up. And there was the babe lying in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes. And they were amazed. And they looked at Joseph and particularly at Mary and said, do you know, we have just had thousands of angels up on the hills. And one of them said that there was a special baby born, and that we'd find him, and that we'd find him in a manger. And then we find him wrapped in swaddling clothes. And then there were lots and lots of the angels singing about how God is blessing people and is so pleased himself that this baby has been born. Now, Mary remembered that an angel had come and said to her that this would be a special child. And so she wasn't surprised in a way that the shepherds came. And she knew what they said had to be true because it was so like how the angel had spoken to her. And she was very encouraged. She remembered. She never forgot what the shepherds said. And she was strengthened to know that this was a special boy that she was bringing up. Do you remember? She was to call his name Jesus, for he would save his people from their sins. If there's one thing that's certain, it is that you won't be good all day. I won't be good all day. And if there's another thing that's certain, it is that we one day will all die. And those two things belong together because God once said that because we've done things wrong, everybody, all of us, because we've all done things wrong, will die. And that's something that every one of us can't avoid. Jesus, he came so that when we know we've done something wrong, if we're really sorry about it and really mean it, we can pray to him and ask him to forgive us our sins. Now, Jesus is the only person who's ever lived who never did anything wrong. We would say, who never sinned. And that's why he can take away our sins. Because he, when he died, he lived to be about 33. No one knows his exact age. Something 30, something 33. But Jesus, as you know, we think about it at Easter, he came and he died, didn't he, on a cross. And he died a special death. He was born in order to die. Because he never did sin. And he was able, when he died, to take the place of everyone else who sinned, who believes in him and puts their trust in him, and who is sorry for their sins. It's the most important thing in all the world, because it affects all of us. And it's the most wonderful thing to believe him, especially when we know we've done things wrong. So Jesus came to save his people, people who believe in him, from their sins. That's why he was born. That's why all these special, wonderful things happened. And it is good news for us, because we know that we have sinned. Jesus, when he died, God raised him from the dead. He's alive now. He lives in heaven. He'll never suffer anymore. He'll never die anymore. And everyone who believes in him and trusts in him will join him there. When we get to heaven, it's much nicer than here. It's nice here. I like the birds. I like the trees. I like the countryside. I like colour. I like movement. I like all sorts of things, the animals. I like people. But some things are hard, aren't they? It's hard to learn things off by heart. It's hard sometimes when you don't feel well. It's hard sometimes to grow up. It's always easy at all. You get into trouble. Sometimes it's your own fault. Sometimes it isn't. And so in heaven, it won't be like that. Everything will be perfect and good and right and fair. And true. And it lasts forever. And that's why it's the most important thing to trust this baby who was born, but he grew up in order to bear our sins. Can you remember that? Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.